the former Ulster players Paddy Jackson and Stuart Olding could return to play for Ireland in the future, says the IRFU performance director. The players were found not guilty of rape after a 9-week trial earlier this year, but their Ulster and Ireland contracts were revoked because of social media and text messages revealed in court. On the line, the sports reporter Stephen Beacom. Good morning to you, Stephen.
Hi, Stephen.
Good morning. Is this surprising, Stephen?
It's not surprising to me, Stephen, for the simple fact that I knew that these questions were going to be asked whenever Ireland were out in Australia, and someone was going to have to come up with an answer. And the IRFU performance director has basically said nothing is forever in this game, so there is a distinct possibility in the future that Paddy Jackson and Stuart Olding could play for Ireland. Now, it's not going to happen in the near future, that's for sure, because the two players have signed for French clubs, and under current rules of the IRFU, you can't play for Ireland if you're playing abroad. So they would have to come back and play for Irish teams in the future. And if that happens, then there's a possibility that they could be open for selection.
So for those members of the public that found some of the language that these two players used in social media messages disgusting, how should they react to this now? It's not too far away from when they were actually written. And now the IRFU holding out the opportunity for these players to return.
Stephen, your programme covered this case in detail. Every media outlet in Ireland and across the world, in many respects, covered this case in detail because it was so emotive, it was so important. And at the time, the IRFU and Ulster came under intense pressure to sort out what was going to happen with Paddy Jackson and Stuart Olding because of the text messages that were sent and the social media output. And basically, they said they couldn't have Paddy Jackson and Stuart Olding representing them. Now, there's clearly been discussions within the IRFU because I don't believe the performance director would have said this off his own bat. They have said that in the future there is hope for these guys to play for Ireland. And how people react, well, listen, it's been a very, very personal case for lots of people, you know. And as I said before, it was incredibly emotive. I remember your program getting inundated with calls about the situation, and it would be interesting to hear how the public react. For me, I'm not surprised at this, because in sport these things tend to happen, Stephen. There's always a comeback mechanism. There always seems to be a comeback mechanism. And in years to come, if Stuart Olding and Paddy Jackson are back playing for Irish teams, because of the quality that they have on a rugby pitch, in particular Paddy Jackson, who was going to be a big star for Ireland, I think at some stage in the future, yes, they will play for Ireland.
Mr. Olding, for example, when talking about sex with women, said it was like a merry-go-round at a carnival. Amanda Ferguson with us, the journalist Amanda Ferguson with us this morning, it was like a merry-go-round at a carnival, Amanda, and the IRFU saying, yeah, we might take him back.
Well, I'm not surprised by this. I know that whenever, in the aftermath of the trial, whenever the IRFU and the Ulster Rugby Review was ongoing, that people that I was speaking to within the rugby family as such, they were very much of the view that they wanted the players to return. And obviously that didn't happen. Misogynistic language, we know that was unacceptable, and a lot of people, despite the players being acquitted, felt that they don't deserve to wear an Ireland shirt again. But I agree with what Stephen's saying there. I think that it's a softening of language that is to be expected, and maybe they'll have a bit of sort of brand rehabilitation over in France, and perhaps they'll be allowed back to play.
So you think they should be allowed back to play in time?
It wouldn't be up to me. Like, I'm not a follower of sport, and it wouldn't be up to me. I know that a lot of people will have an issue with them coming to play back, but I don't think it's not a possibility. I think that this is sort of paving the way for that to happen.
Stephen?
Oh, it's definitely paving the way for it to happen. Amanda's right to use that language. These discussions will have gone in long into the night about what the IRFU were going to say. Like, as I said at the start, Stephen, this was always going to come up. And in many ways, it was the ideal time for it to come up in Australia when they're away from everything. The World Cup's on. So maybe they were thinking it may not be the biggest story, the biggest headline, but clearly it's going to create headlines. And, you know, they have got two-year contracts, Jackson and Olding, over in France, and I fully expect them to see those contracts out because, first of all, from a sporting perspective, they've got to get back on a rugby field. They've got to show that they have that quality there. And then they have to be signed by a club from Ireland. Now, there's going to be issues, of course, whenever that happens because the case is going to be brought up again. The things that they said on social media and on those text messages, that's going to be brought up again. But I do feel that at some stage, both Paddy Jackson and Stuart Olding will play for an Irish club again. And my hunch is that they will be wearing the green shirt of Ireland in the future. Not the short term, but certainly maybe 4 or 5 years down the line.
Stephen and Amanda, thank you very much indeed. Thank you.